goes in a towel pile. Blanket goes in the closet. Oh, what's this? My master's used underwear that fell under the laundry basket so they didn't get washed. Better check if they're already clean. Now, these have definitely been worn. He won't notice I put these in my pocket for later. What a lucky find. Huh? Oh, good morning, Master. I thought you would still be asleep. Did I wake you? I was just doing laundry. What's that paper in your hand? It looks like a flyer for a maid service. What? You're firing me? What? Why? Did I not greet you enough? Is there some other maid who seduced you into hiring her? You know I would die without being able to clean up for you. This job is my life. The missing clothes? Staring at you while you sleep? Only clean the rooms you're in? Sleeping in my car outside your driveway? Being creepy? Master, those are all just misunderstandings. Please don't do this. Please don't kick me out. I'll do anything. I'll work for free. I'll dress goth. I'll suck your... Oh, I see how it is. Some harlot out on the street used her disgusting succubus wiles and fat jubilees to confuse my poor master. It's not his fault. No. It's her fault. My master is so innocent and perfect. He would never do this if he was in control of himself. He needs me now more than ever. That's right. He needs me. He just doesn't realize it. Oh, hi, Master. You're up. Good morning. Huh? No, silly. You didn't fire me yesterday. Gosh, my master is such a silly goose. Say, can you smell this cloth? I was wondering if you like this new soap better. Don't worry, Master. When you wake up, I'll have taken care of everything. Just breathe in and go to sleep. It'll all be over soon. Morning, sleepyhead. Shh. Don't struggle like that. You'll hurt your wrists. Don't look so confused. Can't you recognize your own bedroom? I suppose I redecorate a bit. Obviously, I had to tie you down. You aren't in control of yourself anymore. That much is certain. Drastic measures were necessary. I don't know who put that naughty idea in your head that you should fire me so I couldn't take any chances. It's really the best for the both of us. Yes, sweetie. All of the photos on the wall have been switched with pictures of me. Aren't I so cute? I had some ready, but I admit a lot of these were taken in my car this morning. Oh, staring at the one with the two of us? Yeah, that's from earlier. We make such a good couple. I can't wait to replace it with one when you're actually conscious. Stunned speechless by your pretty maid? While you're quiet, I need to explain how things are going to work from now on, okay? You are simply too desirable and precious to be left on your own. Other women know it, and other maids are especially dangerous. They can sense your worth. We live in such a dangerous world. I now understand what the problem was. It was nothing to do with anything I did. No. It was that you prefer a more dominant woman. It's literally the only explanation that makes any sense. So from now on, I'm the one in charge. You can call me mistress. Mommy is also acceptable. No, sweetie, that was my old name. If you call me that again, I'll have to punish you. Now call me mistress. Now call me mommy. Very good. Oh, they both make me feel tingly. Yes, what can mistress help you with? Let you go? Sweetie, you know that I can't do that. I haven't even begun to train you. You simply are not ready to go in public alone. Even if you wore that collar I bought you, I can't trust you yet. You could still be tempted and stare at the maid on the street. That would be no good. I'll have to take care of you while you're tied to your bed, okay? We can work our way up to the living room. Maybe even getting to look out of the window if you earn it. Now, I may not be your maid anymore, but I still love you and want to take care of my good boy. See? Nice warm water and your favorite soap. I've always been here for you, watching and keeping an eye on you. You just couldn't appreciate it yet. At first, I was just doing my job, but then I started to notice all your wonderful traits, and I just wanted to watch you. Just keep you safe and learning about you, but then it turned into just wanting you. And now I have you. Having to watch you make decisions about my influence was so stressful. You made so many mistakes, baby. And all these devilish women kept trying their best to tempt you. It was so awful. No. It wasn't your fault. None of it was your fault. You're my good boy. I just know it. All these terrible women trying to take advantage of you. As a maid, I couldn't step in. As your mommy, however, now you will listen to me. Isn't it nice? No more stress about making hard choices. No more anxiety about making mistakes. No. You simply listen to what your mistress says and you obey. You will obey. Well, sweetie, can you give your new mommy a nod? Good boy. I'll get you perfectly clean and scrub out all those bad thoughts and memories of firing me. You simply weren't in your right mind. It's important we can get a fresh start to celebrate our love. First, we have to get rid of everything those women had, our nasty closet. I have to clean you off and get rid of all the dirt and sweat that they spoke at. Particles of their breath could be on your skin, and their evil, tempting words could be stuck in your earwax. That will not do. I still have my maid training, even as your mistress, after all. Cleaning you gives me fond memories of the old days. Oh, how I would have loved to clean you instead of just your home. We will make it up for lost time. Is it so romantic being cleaned by your devoted mistress? We're like newlyweds. What am I saying? We haven't even consummated it yet. Our new life has just begun, and I'm already so excited. We have so much to experience. Try to keep up, okay, sweetie? I know shifting from being in charge to having a mistress is a lot to get used to. We'll have to reprogram your brain to seeing as the dominant one. But you'd like that, wouldn't you? My good little submissive boy. Sweet, blushing, shy boy. Where did all your confidence go? Do you like our new dynamic that much? Are you finally seeing me in a new light? Yes, finally. Oh yes, let us take it. I'm not your employee anymore. I'm a gorgeous, dominant, loving woman. You can see it in my eyes, can't you? My gaze pierces through you, and you can't resist a single bit. It's so empowering having this much control over you. I'm already getting hooked to this. We're almost done with your cleaning. Most of you has been washed pure again. Once your eardrums are cleaned out, they'll go back to being nice, innocent, virgin ears untainted by the lies and shrill tones of those other vile maids. You hate those miserably nasally helium whores. You hate them, don't you? Give mommy a nod. Good boy. Yes, you prefer a nice, soothing voice like mine. Every word I speak is so butterly smooth and soft. This deep, alluring voice penetrates so far into your brain, doesn't it? Those other voices are just girls. They're nothing. I am a woman. I am mommy. That's right, sweetie. Let mommy's rich velvet voice replace every memory imprinted into your tympanum. Your ears don't need to listen to anybody else. They might as well be speaking gibberish. You only listen to me now. You only obey your mommy's gentle, powerful voice. You love your mistress. Now say it. Say you love me. That's so good. You would do anything I tell you, wouldn't you? You can't resist this soothing mommy voice. It's time for your training, sweetie. You want to be my good boy, don't you? I think your ears have been reset, but another part of you still needs to learn who's in charge. It's time to work on the rest of you. Whose hands are you feeling? That's right. Mommy's hands. Remember this feeling. Your mommy. Your mistress. You love your mommy. Your mistress.
Yeah.